Good morning, radio friends. Welcome to this Thursday edition of the Gospel Way radio broadcast. My name is Bradley Boone. I'm the pastor of the Concord Baptist Church. And it's my privilege and honor to welcome you in this morning to the radio broadcast. And we trust that the portion of the message that we play today will be a very special blessing and a help to you as you get your day started, go along life's journey. We're so thankful that you tune this way. And we trust that you'll tell others about the Gospel Way radio broadcast. It might be a blessing to them as they get their day started. We've been playing a message this week out of the book of Philemon on No Longer a Slave, and we want to get back into that message. But first, again, let me pass along to you a couple of prayer objects. One about a man in our church that's very special to us that's been diagnosed with lung cancer and is having some tests run this week and again next week. His name's Leon. I've asked you all week long if you would pray for him, and I would appreciate it if you'd lift his name up to the Lord in prayer today. Ask God for special blessing and help. And then also, as I've been mentioning all week, Lord willing, this is our last month of secular employment. The Lord has allowed me to be have the privilege of working at the Yancey County Sheriff's Office for the last several years. The Lord's led my heart toward full-time ministry and preaching and pastoring as the church has grown and God is moving and blessing. So you just pray for us that we'd do God's will as we go into this next phase of our life, and that the Lord would bless and help us in these days. I was studying in a little book this morning while I was making the radio broadcasts here by Brother D.L. Moody, and the title of the book is The Way to God. And the first chapter here, so just started reading it today, is a love that passeth knowledge. I was thinking about the love of God this morning. Boy, aren't you glad for God's love? I'm glad God is love. You know, Mr. Moody said that he had that emblazoned above his pulpit there in Chicago. God is love. I'm so thankful that he is love this morning. And that thrills my heart, thrills my soul to think about the fact that God is love. And that he loved me. He loved me when I was a sinner. A lot of times I'm afraid we do a misservice by almost teaching that that God hates lost people. That's at least what the devil teaches, and what he makes the lost people think that the Lord hates them, and that drives them away from God, thinking about God hating them. But I'm glad God don't hate sinners, but he loves them, and I'm glad the Lord loved us. And while I was yet a sinner, Christ died for me, and that is a wonderful truth of the Scriptures. I look at the story of an Onesimus that we've been preaching on, playing a radio broadcast this week, preaching on Onesimus out of the book of Philemon. I think about Onesimus there in the prison, ran headlong into the man of God, Apostle Paul, and how that God loved him in spite of who he was and what he'd done. I'm glad the love of God was shown toward Onesimus. We want to get into the radio broadcast today. We trust that the portion of the radio broadcast will be a blessing to you as you listen.
He used to come preach for some. Rick, he talked like this, and that's how he preached. One of the podcasts I was listening to had Brother Ray, and Brother Ray, he didn't preach on Onesimus, he's preaching on the judgment seat of Christ. But right in that middle of that message, Brother Ray said, I preach a message on Onesimus, and how that he's a refresher. He said that the saints of God ought to refresh. I thought to myself, my soul, that's exactly where I'm going. I ran hard as I could over there. I began to study the life of Onesimus. And I said, God, help me to be a refresher. I don't want to be a down and outer. I don't want to be a rain on the parade. I don't want to be a pooch mouth Christian. I want to be a refreshing Christian. I want to be one that refreshes the saints and edifies the people of God. That ought to be our desires. God takes somebody with a sorry. Listen to me now. He takes somebody with a sorry personality. Amen. Can't get along, my friend, with nobody. Dog bites them every time they walk up in the yard. I mean, friend, just not friendly to anybody. And save them, and all of a sudden they're one of the most friendly people you ever been around in your life, and you can't talk to them enough. Like Brother Trent said, they can't talk enough. My friend, they got a testimony on their lips. That's a refresher, and that's what I want to be. Amen. Only God can do that. God made a refresher out of Onesimus. Amen. Well, I'm going to move right here. Look at this. Not only did God make Onesimus a refreshing man with a refreshing spirit, but I want you to look at the book of Colossians chapter number 4. And I want to show you how that God made Onesimus a received man, no longer a slave. Now, when Paul writes the book to the Colossians and gives the instructions of the church epistle there, toward the end of that book, as was Paul's custom, he begins to lay out some of the people he's writing to. And when I got this right here, I had a spell. Look at what the Bible said in Colossians chapter number 4 and verse 9. The Bible said, we are Onesimus, a faithful and beloved brother. But now, if you're so inclined to underline something in your Bible, this right here might be a good place for you to underline something. Because the Bible said there, look what the Bible said, who, I love it, is one of you. Come here, Onesimus. Onesimus, a slave in the house of Philemon. Onesimus, a robber and a fleer. Onesimus, a jailbird. Onesimus, as low as he can go. But now Paul's writing over there to the church at Colossians, and he doesn't say Onesimus the slave. He doesn't say Onesimus the jailbird. He doesn't say Onesimus the thief. But he says, Onesimus, who is one of you. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. God has taken a slave and a thief and a fleer and a jailbird, and he's made a church folk out of him. Give me that ladder. I don't know exactly how it went, Sandy, but they unfurled that ladder. They began to read. Now, Philemon is a good Christian brother. Onesimus come in there and said, Philemon, I'm willing to be the slave in your house, and I'm sorry. And I'll repay. And Paul says he'll repay, but really don't pay no attention to that because I want to repay. And he's got to repent at heart. I want to do right. Philemon says, see here, where Paul says you got saved down there in that jail cell. Onesimus says, yes, sir. No, don't call me sir. You're my brother. And when that church, when that letter comes some years later, coming into the church at Colossus, and it's when it's opened up and it's written, word has done made it back to the Apostle Paul. And Paul, when he talks about, I'm about to run, when he talks about Onesimus, he says, who is one of you? How many of you in here this morning sure are glad that you've been made accepted in the Lord Jesus Christ? And now look at you. You're one of the saints of God. Who is one of you? You know, it amazes me. People will come in here on Sunday morning and they totally don't fit in. They just don't. They don't fit in because they never have been saved. But you can take that same person, march them down an aisle when they get saved by the grace of God. The next Sunday they come in holding their Bible and sit there. Man, you can tell they just fit right in a spot. Everything's just right. Who is one of you? I'm glad that we're all made part of the same family through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody ought to shout. I mean, he was a slave, but he was made accepted. Received. He was a received one. Amen. Now notice this. Notice what God does for Onesimus. This one little verse here in Colossians gives us such an insight. Look what God does for Onesimus. Look here. The Bible said there in verse number 9, a couple of things I'll point out. First, Onesimus, a faithful. You know what that tells me? That tells me that Onesimus had become a regular. faithful. Onesimus could have got out of that jail cell that day and went, pulled one over on that old fella. I'll just go right back to living the way I was living. Because he hadn't got saved. But he did get saved. And so when he left out of there with that letter, he said, I got to get down to Philemon's house. Because they're going to have church down there. He gives that letter. They receive him in. What does Onesimus say? Give me the schedule of services. Do y'all have service on Wednesday night? Because I'm going to be here. Y'all have a youth rally? I can't wait. Onesimus, you ain't youth. I don't care. I'm coming to that. I want to see that. You having revival? I'll be there. Count me in. I mean, he's a regular, son. You take somebody, get saved by grace, God set on fire for God, you ain't got to hunt them with a search warrant, honey. You know where they're going to be at Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. They're in their place and they're excited to be there. And they say, I want to hear the word of God. I'm just tickled to death to be saved. I want to be here. He became a regular. But then one last thing I'll point out and I'll be done. Not only did Onesimus become a regular, but we see right here in these verses that he became a regular and he became a reporter. Look what the Bible said. A faithful beloved brother who is one of you, they shall make known unto you all things which are done here. I want to show you something. One more time. Come here, Onesimus. It's Onesimus the slave. Then it's Onesimus the thief. Then it's Onesimus the fleer. Then it's Onesimus the jailbird. Then it's Onesimus has hit rock bottom. Then it's Onesimus the saved. Then it's Onesimus the received. Then it's Onesimus the regular. But lastly, it's Onesimus, the reporter.
Amen. Yeah.
My goodness, Brother Neil. How is it that Billy Robinson, sorry as he was, ends up being a preacher of the gospel? Somebody ought to worship God. That church at Colossians said, you mean who's preaching tonight? Who's on the preaching list tonight? It's Onesimus. Somebody downtown said, you mean that old thief? Somebody else said, you talking about that slave from down there at Philemon's house? I heard he'd been in jail in Rome. He ain't got no business preaching. You know, it's a funny thing to me that a bunch of lost people always knows who ought to be a preacher and who acting on it. A bunch of lost people never open their Bible, cuss every other word out of their mouth, but they sure can tell you who ought to be a preacher and who hadn't ought to be one. They sure can tell you that. He ain't got no business preaching. Sorry, dog. Now notice what Paul said. Paul said, Onesimus, he's going to tell you how things are back here with me. He'll tell you. He become a reporter. And the church at Colossae said, say on, Onesimus. Say on. How are things with Paul? And Onesimus says, well, I'd like to tell you about that. Let me tell you what happened. Let me tell you what happened over there in the jail cell. And I see them saints of God. They're kind of like these teenagers. They're just hung on every word. Onesimus says, I was a slave at Philemon's house. Philemon, he's sitting back there. He said, amen, that's right, he was. And Onesimus says, then I sold some stuff. Philemon said, amen, he did. He said, but I met a man by the name of Paul, and I hear him go, Paul. Where did you meet him at, Onesimus? At the tent meeting? No, down yonder in the jail.
Well, we hate to stop the message there, but we're out of time on today's radio broadcast. We trust that the portion of the message entitled No Longer a Slave has been a blessing to you. Until tomorrow morning, this same time, this is Bradley Boone, the pastor of the Concord Baptist Church, saying may God richly bless you is our prayer.